אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Consumer Watchdog, the Australian Competition and Consumer Competition, the ACCC, is warning that the pandemic has left Australians more vulnerable to scam and fraud activities. Thousands of Australians have had their personal details stolen this year, with fraudsters targeting COVID-19 financial relief payments and superannuation funds. The coronavirus pandemic has forced Australians to adjust to many areas of their lives, particularly in the digital space. And this may include working from home or increased use of technological platforms. And a new report has found that Australians' online behavior has changed dramatically due to having lived through the lockdown period. This means that people can become more vulnerable to fraudsters. And Delia Rickert from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the ACCC, warns that scammers are cashing in.
We're really seeing scammers take advantage of COVID-19, and they realise that people are at home, they're online more, they're stressed. A lot of people have really big financial issues. So they are taking advantage of, first of all, the fact that the government is out there putting in place programs to help people. People might necessarily be aware of quite how all of that's working. So they're contacting people, some by phone, by email, by text, saying we can help you access these benefits, getting a whole range of personal information, including banking information, superannuation information, and other information needed for ID theft.
The ACCC estimates Australians have lost 91 million to scams so far, just in 2020. 22 million worth has been scammed specifically to identity theft, and one victim in particular lost 62,000 from an account in her name. Another victim lost 181,000 via a dating website. Private investigator Julia Robson says that she has seen a surge of clients ripped off through romance scams.
So the benefit with COVID is that there's no reason to meet in person. And that's the biggest draw card for them, because it allows them to go through that grooming process. And during that grooming process, then the request for money can come out. Then the promises of starting a new life. And all of that combined genuinely means at some point you're going to be deprived of your money.
That's exactly what happened to Jen Marshall. Within 5 weeks, she was engaged and defrauded of more than $200,000.
They make it feel very special, and they say things that in the ideal of romantic love we expect to hear, but mostly in our day-to-day relationships we don't hear. And that's why it's so powerful, because it really is triggering into that part of us which wants to have a soulmate, which wants to have somebody who's there totally for us and thinks that we're absolutely special.
And Muhammad El Khalafji, the chief executive of the Federation of Ethnic Community Councils of Australia, FECA, says that people from culturally and from diverse communities are targeted because they can be more vulnerable.
On top of the language barrier, there is a lack of understanding of how systems work. And when you get an email that says that pretends to be the Department of Home Affairs, and asks you for money, otherwise you'll be arrested, you know, obviously that fear will kick in and all logic will get out of the window. So it's really important for us to educate our community around what is normal and what is, I guess, that looks like a scam. And we need to equip the community to be able to help the wider, the wider members of our community when they need help.
And new data shows identity theft has jumped 55% this year. Fraudsters are trying to get everything, including superannuation details, bank account numbers and driver's license and Medicare cards numbers in order to get 100 points of identification. Those points are enough to take out a credit card in another name and open a bank account. And phishing scams are also up 44% since the coronavirus pandemic began. This is where scammers pretend to be a representative from a government agency and contact you by call, text or email. Experts are warning Australians not to click on the link sent into your device, instead to report it. If you think you've been targeted, you can report it to Scam Watch. And you can stay up to date with coronavirus in Hebrew and in English on sbs.com.au/coronavirus. But besides those financial scams, there are scams of a different type. Australians also have lost nearly 300,000 already this year to puppy scams. And scammers have particularly targeting those seeking this companion during social isolation. And Scam Watch has seen a recent spike in puppy scams. And in April, reports they were almost five times higher than the average, with losses on track to exceed the 2019 total of 360,000. A lot of people are stuck at home, going online to buy a pet to help them to get through the loneliness and social isolation, the ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Rickert said. She said, unfortunately, the rush to get a new pet and the unusual circumstances make it really harder to work out what's real and what's a scam. And scammers set up fake websites or act online, on online classified and social media, pretending to sell, sought after dog breeds, and will take advantage of the fact that you cannot travel to meet the puppy in person. And scammers will usually ask for upfront payment via money transfer to pay for the pet and transport it to you. And once you have paid the initial deposit, the scammer will find new way to ask you for more money. And scammers are now using COVID-19 pandemic to claim higher transportation costs to get across a close interstate borders or additional fees. That is the information we get from the ACCC. And unfortunately, once you make the payments, the seller will cease all contact. They just disappear. So the most common breed reported were the cavoodles or French bulldogs. And most people contacted the scammer via an email address that they found online. And the safest option is only to buy or adopt pet if you can meet in person, and if you can't do it during the current lockdown restrictions, consider putting the search on hold. This is the advice, because scam website can look quite convincing. So try not to fall for the adorable puppy picture that they post. And remember, if the price looks too good, too cheap, it's probably too good to be true anyway. So research the seller by running an internet search using the exact wording in the ad, and do the reverse image search for the picture of that specific puppy, as if you are like to be dealing with a scammer. If you find matching images or text on multiple websites, you know this is not so kosher. So if you doubt, seek advice from a reputable breeders association. There are reputable breeders. You can ask for advice. And I think you can still buy pets in pet shops around the cities. And just don't send your money and expect to get a pet. I personally know somebody that paid money for a pet. They fell in love with this picture of the puppy, and the money's gone, but the pet never arrived. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.